Welcome, everyone, to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Let's see. Crazy.
Which part of you, yeah.
Every part of me running around like a nutcase, pretty much the same way you are, trying to keep up with we don't even know what anymore, right?
I don't even know what, yeah. Even our Qigong guy said the other day he's just doing more things all the time.
Oh, everybody is feeling so speeded up, it's just absolutely cuckoo.
I know.
So, I don't even have the name of the show tonight. How funny is that? I have a house guest, therefore, I did nothing. I've been working on music for the new website, and so I know it's about...
This is the ad-lib time.
It's time to step out there. This is bottom line is, it's time to step out. And I have to tell you, it has been Cape Canaveral around here. They are serious about launching people into their lives, their great work. And I mean, really and truly, it's Cape Canaveral. I mean, all week long, I have just laughed so hard because it's like every session, you know, go, do. And, you know, we're still, even people that aren't, you know, people that are friends and so on and so forth, we have procrastinated, held back, and all of a sudden the blocks have been pulled out, literally, the blocks have been pulled out. And now, with the irony of this to me, anyway, is that now they're hurry, 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 and I'm like, all right, you guys.
But they don't have clocks, do they?
No, they have timing kind of clocks where it's like all of a sudden we have hit some magical timing, okay, cosmic timing intersection that had to happen. And I'm just, it's relentless. And, you know, Natalia is here visiting and you know, she has actually been able to witness what happens trying to put the music together for the website. They have erased, literally, the whole meditations. I mean, the whole groups of music and stuff. Thank God I had some copies of stuff. And then when I put it on to try to read the music, it won't read the music. It'll record the music, but it won't read the music. It is the funniest thing I have ever seen in my life. And all this was really around, I mean, it's like I'd go on 1 minute and all the names of the music and everything would be there. I'd go back into, this is in iTunes. It's not in, you know, I don't have a virus or anything. I'd go back in and it would be gone. I'd open it up and there'd be nothing there. And so they decided they wanted specific pieces of music, and it has been, and when I was playing things in the music room and saying, well, you know, I think if we use this track and that track and so on, and all of a sudden the track would start wobbling and making all kinds of, I'm like, okay, all right. I mean, you almost have to see it to see how doggone funny it is and how absolutely opinionated they are about what they want. And then I've got this device, which I'm, you know, I have to say this because it is, these are just funny little comments that I'm sharing with everybody. I have this thing on my right haunch, not on my butt, but just below the buttocks. And all week long, I kept walking, I kept touching it and slapping it and thinking, what in the hell is on there? And I'd, you know, go little girl's room or whatever, and I'd feel, and it would feel sticky. But when I would bathe, it wasn't sticky. And I'm trying to figure out what the hell it is, and I'm consciously aware of it. So I went to the chiropractor today, and I said, okay, I want you to touch the energy of this. I don't want you to touch it, but I want, you know, my butt. But I want you to just come into the energy of it. And he said, wow, it's a tracking device, and it's this, and it's that. And then they keep showing me the different things they're doing with it. And I'm thinking, Why on my ass? Maybe because I... It's very funny. But I know a lot of that is around because my kind of whole second chakra is... doesn't seem to function too well on the physical plane, but seems to be very multidimensional. It's just very, very funny. He said, you know, this is so weird, and it's transmitting, and it's tracking, and it's... I said, hello. So anyway, I I'm talking about me, but I'm really talking for everybody else. There is this extraordinary movement right now to get everyone to move forward. And I know, Veronica, tell us about some of the things that are going on for you, because aren't you also feeling this incredible speeding up?
I am, but I'm finding it's a little harder for me to lay tracks right now. It's almost like,
lay tracks.
Yeah, I'm doing this television stuff, but a lot of the pieces are up in the air, and I don't know what's happening or when, and the dates aren't refined. It just seems like a lot of things are hanging up in the air for me, and there's so many more that I was saying to Bob today. Of course, I'm so Gemini, right? It's like I'm floating around wondering what I'm supposed to be doing. I'd almost like somebody to give me a little schedule so that I'm on it.
So what I would say to you is that when things are hanging up, it's because that click hasn't come for it to click in. And it's like waiting for a click, and it's like you do all the preparation, you do everything you need to do, okay? And then just kind of sit there and wait for them to punch your ticket.
Well, I just want to make sure that they punch my ticket the day I get my hair done.
Okay, good.
But I'm going to write that down on my little list of requirements because it's funny. I'm doing a lot. I mean, there's some writing, and I'm doing a new website, and there's some visuals, and it's fun, and talking to people and interviewing people and all of that. It's just all out there, and it's pulsing. It's not actually in a nice locomotion.
Well, I think for everyone I'm talking to, and, you know, we have people in various stages of their personal evolution, okay? For some people, you know, moving out into... they may not be ready to step out into reaching great masses of people yet.
I think that might be my story because it's not rushing, I'll tell you.
Well, no, but I mean, Veronica, you're doing a lot of different things, but there are people listening to the show
that's
stepping out of their quote-unquote comfort zone into different arenas, and it doesn't matter how many people they're touching, but they are stepping out, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's just the beginning, is the way I see it, of where their path is going to go. And, you know, as I kind of look at even the week's sessions and talking to somebody who, you know, is getting ready to write a book, has the idea in mind, is going to do the outline, will get a ghostwriter to then take the whole outline after she puts it together for a couple of months, already has somebody ready to, and the financing to make it into a movie.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. And months ago, she was getting ready just to launch a website, a fashion website, you know, where you go in and buy stuff. And I'm fascinated.
Because the pieces are just rolling together.
I'm sorry?
Because the pieces are just rolling together, are they?
People's visions. And now she's going to reach out through more of a mainstream, but she's bringing forward, and I don't want to say what names are here, but she's going to bring forward concepts that the mainstream can grab hold of and look at in their lives and apply and make really great change. Mm-hmm. So everybody's kind of coming in at their comfort level, at their unique frequency to do what it is. Now, right now, you know, you've got that approach where you've got so much out there. But you're going from thing to thing to thing to thing. Not that we're not supposed to do more than one thing. Mm-hmm. But how much energy are you focusing on reality creation, doing any form? You know, Lazarus, wonderful technique, the 33-second technique, which, and I don't know if you're familiar with it or anybody.
Yeah, I used to do that periodically. I don't know if I can remember it right now. Can you refresh us?
Right. What you do is you get like a kitchen timer, egg timer, mm-hmm. and you create in your mind the visualization, an exact picture of the most exciting news you could get, what something that would represent the manifestation of your dream, whatever that dream might be. But you need to be wearing the same thing every time, sitting in the same place, in the same setting. In other words, you don't want to go in one time and have red walls and the next time have green walls. That will not work. And so you get it down to the details. So you literally create the setting of how this is going to look. Are you sitting there with a contract, a check in your hand, whatever? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You get all set up so that you have that visual in your mind. Hit the timer, and for 33 seconds, you push and push and push and push as much emotion into that picture of, I'm so excited, this is so wonderful, I'm so happy, and this is the most exciting moment. But it's got to be real. You've got to feel it and feel it and push the emotion and push the emotion. Don't push the words, because the words will slow down the emotion. But being in that moment of excitement, 33 seconds, the timer goes off, click, drop it. Drop it. And let it go.
I'm going to do that. I did do that years ago, but, you know, time to do it again.
I think some of the basic tools, we're so involved in so many things right now.
Mm-hmm. And we want to be. I mean, there's nothing I'm doing that I don't really love, actually.
Well, no, of course
except
not. But
cleaning
everybody
the house,
listening,
I'm not crazy about that.
Whatever their focus may be, okay, whatever they're wanting to create, and whatever their obstacles are to creating it, it's really time to go back in and look at, and this is, to me, this is so important. So many people are plagued with, I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, will people like what I have to do or say, will it be well received, will they think I'm crazy, will they think I'm a fraud, will they think, and you see, this is all of the human programming that everybody carries. And it's the obstacle that gets in our way. And I was talking to a dear friend who, you know, we've been trying to get him to get his website up forever. And so I have now turned into Mommy Dearest, where I call every morning, how far did you get? How far did you get? And think, you know, he's on the other side of the country, so I can call really like 5 in the morning my time. And you know, you had 2 days and you said you were going to devote. I've really been terrible, but I love it because I know if somebody doesn't hold his feet to the fire, he's going to procrastinate. And he said, well, I had to do a cleanse first. I had to do this. I love him. So, again, I know that we will come up with things that stand in the way of moving forward. And for me, what I've been finding is that I know my situation is a little different, but it's really not different than anybody else. You have your guide, your higher self, your soul. Everybody is trying to move you forward because this is the time. Okay? Literally, it's your turn to launch for everyone. And as long as you've done all of your pieces, and you're still tying up a lot of loose ends, Veronica. We all are.
Yeah, you're right.
We all are.
But I haven't defined certain things, which just because they're not ready yet, sort of thing. That's fair enough.
Well, and the only thing I would caution you is not to spread yourself so damn thin that you don't have enough energy on any one thing.
Well, that's a good point.
Okay, because what you're really...
I'm not the only one like that, too. I'm thinking of several people I spoke to today who were like that as well.
It's really important to prioritize in terms of what is the direction I'm supposed to be going that has the most energy running on it right now, mm-hmm. because that's the direction you should be going in. And when it changes, then you move over to the other direction. It doesn't mean you have to let go of it totally, but I really just because I'm laughing, because right now the energy is on the website, and so everything it's taking to get that done is, I'm sorry for laughing, it's just the right people are showing up. It doesn't matter if I'm exhausted or not. It's almost like I can count on they drop the magic rocket at a certain timing, and all of a sudden the energy comes pouring in so that I have the energy to do it. And I'm laughing at it because I'm saying, okay, this is, you know, for me, you got to make it real, real clear. And if you don't, you know, it's the old, my mantra, make it so clear I can't possibly miss it. Probably should have said, don't hit me over the head with a 2x4. You know, I really don't need to have it quite that hard. what I've seen, you know, with the website for me is doing the video recording that'll be on the website and so on is, and I want to say this to everybody too. And this for me was a really important piece. I have never seen myself channel. And I told you this earlier tonight, Veronica, I've never seen myself channel. I've never listened to a radio show. I've never listened to, which I think is very, very funny and intensive, anything. I'm always on such forward motion. And my agreement with them is figure out how to get it into me so that when I'm doing it, I'm integrating it at some level so that, because I don't have the time. And I hate to affirm that, but I am incredibly busy. And I'm just looking for moments to have peace. You know, that's, if I can get that, I'm thrilled to death. And at any rate, when they came to videotape, and they managed to make sure I had a major download the night before that was so big, I could have lit up all of Las Vegas. And the right person, you know, the setting for the videography, when the man showed up, my friend said, my God, he's from Andromeda. His eyes glow in the dark. I want to keep him. And, you know, and he walked in cold and absolutely got what was going on. He did the recordings, and I was so blessed the next night to have my friend come over, and we watched the video of me channeling. And when the team did the channeling, the videographer said it was like they were channeling to 1,000 people. The energy was so big. And, you know, the camera just, everything just was gone. And so for the first time in my life, I got to see myself channel on a big screen television. I'm thinking I'm going to be white as a house. And I just sat there and cried. And the energy coming through was so powerful. I'm so excited to put this up on the website. But for me, and plus I couldn't speak afterwards. And I thought, okay, for all of you that have been to the intensives, I'm really sorry. I now understand why everybody lays on the floor. And I could not form a sentence. But what it did for me was it was so important for me to see that and to experience it. And I think sometimes we don't realize our impact. And without realizing our impact or validating that, we don't own what we're creating. And I think for you, Veronica, you haven't taken enough time to own what you're creating.
That's probably true, actually.
And if you don't integrate that and give it to you, not to your ego, but to you, mm-hmm. and appreciate yourself, and this is true for all of you listening, I don't care what contribution you're making, if it's talking to friends, if it's running energies over the phone. I know of all the people that listen to the show, I don't know them all, but every one of you, whether it's riding in a subway, going into a company to work, wherever you're going, going out and selling your wares, I don't care what you're doing, going into nature and working with Earth, you are making, I talked last week about the twins working with the crystals with the map of the Earth. I mean, this is big stuff. And it's really important that everybody owns what they're doing. I have a dear friend whose mother's in the hospital, and she's been there. She's in a step-down facility, and she's been there all week, and she can't stay conscious. She can't stay awake. And I was doing something and got the hit, and I texted her, and I said, honey, you're running so much energy in that hospital for everybody in there that's ill that the reason you're so unconscious is you can't do it in the conscious state, so you're literally spreading the energy everywhere. And I mean, I've talked to her a couple of times after she's gotten home, and she sounds like somebody just wrung her out. But I think it's really, really, really important for everybody to start owning this and to try to step out of their fear in any way that they can about stepping forward in whatever capacity it is, and owning and appreciating and valuing their impact. I don't care how they make it. I don't care if you work in a veterinarian's office, which to me I think is beautiful. But I think it's so doggone important. And all the people I have met, the support people who have kind of come in as with this website, I look at every one of them and I see how wonderful they are, how magnificent they are. Photographer, videographer, the editor, the this, the that. And I just look at it and I think, oh my God, everybody is contributing everywhere. I mean, everywhere we go.
It's the movement toward community, conscious community.
It is, and you know, you have always said this, Veronica. This community. And I am seeing it in spades more than I ever have.
Wonderful.
Sense of community and of valuing and appreciating every contributor in every way. Because there are so many of them. And again,
but actually, it's wonderful to look at one another in that sense, isn't it? I mean, all people, to see, oh, look at the contribution each one is making. It's just a wonderful way to look at life.
You know, I was in Whole Foods tonight, and it was so cute. And I just loved this person that was waiting on me, and he said, you must come to only my line now. I'm stealing you from this other lady whose line I usually go in because we kibitz and so on. And I thought, how cute was that? And he was just being adorable. And I thought, you know, what a light he is. And there was a man in line as well, and I could see he's buying all of these supplements and all the coconut water, and he was just adorable, probably 40 years old. And he was saying hello to everyone, and you know, he was loving and charming, and I thought, but it came really from his heart. And just spreading so much love everywhere he was, it was just beautiful. And as I'm looking around the store, and I'm just thinking, God, I love these people so much. And no wonder the food is so wonderful here, because everybody that works here is so loving. And, I mean, the fellow in produce and, you know, just came up to say some wonderful things. And the girl that does the demos came over and gave me a hug and a kiss. And I thought, damn, it is community. It is absolutely joyous. And, you know, I know that some people... Earth is not an easy place, we know that, but it's changing.
Mm-hmm. It is. I notice it at all kinds of shopping places. I've noticed it lately.
Have you?
Attention that, yes, I have. I've often commented to myself that there's attention that's kind of missing in a lot of these public places now.
I would absolutely agree with you. I think that people are, you know, I live in Las Vegas, which people tend to think of as a very harsh place. But my personal experience, other than for some of the silly drivers and the engineers that design the roads, but overall, my personal experience is always lovely. I mean, I just love everybody, and I feel really supported, and it kind of makes me giggle sometimes when I think about, you know, you're in Las Vegas, there's 2 million people, you know, it's thought of as a really harsh, tough town, and yet there are all these beautiful, wonderful, loving people. But again, I think we're going to attract that when we come from that, and we expect it. I mean, I just think that our lives, and again, this goes back to people stepping out. When you can get past this sensing of or fear that you won't be supported in what you do, and I think that this is a very big issue for a lot of people. This fear of stepping out, it's very much part of the collective consciousness. But I look at the young people who are thinking in such forward motion. And not afraid to dream big. When I talked with this one person who was, and this is the book I'm going to write, and this is what it's about, and, you know, I've already talked to so-and-so, and I've got the, you know, the funding, and they're going to make the movie, and the movie's funded, and, you know, and I have the ghostwriter, and I have this, and I have that. And I just thought, whoa!
Pretty powerful. That's wonderful.
It's very exciting, okay, because this wasn't sitting there in her experience, okay, in October, you know, at the opening of Stargate. And I'm like, wow, talk about
fast, eh?
Forward motion, unbelievable, unbelievable. And so now, and I don't want to diminish in any way the people that are doing things, even if it is working in or raising children, working anywhere, raising children, whatever. I think, you know, in one of the sessions this week, the team came through, and this one I remembered. They were dealing with an old issue, and the team kind of shook them a little bit, you know, kind of gently, lovingly, and said, God, all I can do is paraphrase here, something about remember who you are and look at the bigger picture of why you're here and step out of this little stuff. You don't have time to fool with it anymore. In other words, if you haven't figured it out by now, then recognize when you're in it, step out of it, and get back to who you really are and what you're here to do. Because the little stuff, whether it's thinking you're not enough, you're not good enough, you know, how do I do this? I hear this from people. I don't know how to do this. I think a lot of people are afraid of being powerful. Don't you?
Yeah, I do, actually. But I was just thinking when you say that we run these funny little tapes, but it's almost like a very elegant invitation to be said, oh, no, you haven't time for that now. You have to step into a bigger thing. People can just step over that morass or that little pool they're in and get into the bigger consciousness.
I think, you know, and I've really been living this one because I'm like, for one thing, I'm tired, and I just always feel like I have so much. You know, you have Bob, and which I'm, God bless you. If we could clone him, I'd be very happy. But
well, maybe he's up for that. I don't know.
I don't know. He's got enough to do on his own.
Yes,
but
he does.
But what I'm seeing is that. the more we do, the more we're given. We have to know when to say, okay, uncle, let me finish this or do this or whatever. And give it our best shot. You know, I mean, I look at you and I know you're doing things all over the place. And, you know, I've got a lot going on right now for me, not only the website, but other things. And but at the same time, plus I'm, you know, being so connected to so many people with so many sessions, and I love everybody. So, you know, and I have that kind of open door policy that they can write me or whatever and ask for assistance. So energetically, I always feel like I'm kind of out everywhere. But, and we are going through these constant recalibrations. Constant. Have you been feeling this one? Because I sure have.
So what do you mean by recalibrations, where we can find that we have greater abilities and more talents or more capacities
yes.
than we had before?
Here's what I'd say, and I was having this conversation with Natalia tonight, and I'm sure you're seeing it in your own experience, because I know all the things I don't know all of them, but I know you're working on a lot of different, in a lot of different areas, especially videotaping and doing the TV shows and, you know, doing your sessions, doing the radio shows. I mean, there's a lot of different things going on for you.
A lot, yes.
Okay. And so the more you do, the more comes through.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not everybody can handle as many different things as you do, because you are a Gemini and you just love to flip from thing to thing. And you do it well.
A certain amount of it's essential, but yeah, sometimes I get carried away and it needs to be, I need to do my 33 seconds.
Well, either that or rein it in a little bit. But
mm-hmm.
I'm a little different than you in that I tend to try to prioritize and get the big chunks out of the way so I can move on to the next big chunk, okay? I see where all the pieces fit together, but I kind of have an understanding of I have to do this and then I have to do this. I may be working on all these other things at the same time, but I'm still pushing that one big chunk through so that I can then turn my attention to what appears to be coming in line to be where I need to put the most attention next. Not all of it, but the most.
Mm.
And so that when I put that creative energy, when I put that, the ability to create, which we all have, and we can create doing nothing very easily because our negative ego will convince us that we're not enough.
Hmm.
We're not good enough. We're not going to be accepted. We're not going to be, you know, appreciated. We're not going to be loved, et cetera, or we're going to fail. And every obstacle...
Or I get indecisive, too.
Well, if you get indecisive, it's because you're not slowing down long enough to get assistance from the other side.
That's right. Yes.
Okay, because there's all kinds of help on the other side of the veil. They're just waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all, you know, I laugh about this, that they're all walking around going, think she'll ask? I don't know. See how long it takes you to figure it out. I laugh at myself. Unfortunately, I'm a one-man show here, but I laugh at myself all the time when I realize that I'll get headstrong about something and I'll think, oh, shit. And I have to sit down and say, all right, what do you guys want? What is the best or the smartest or the, you know, and then the information starts coming in. I'm like, okay, got it. And, but with the recalibrations, what I'm finding, for me anyway, is energetically I have enough energy if I lay out this is what I need to do. I have enough energy to get that done, and then I get pulled down, okay, to recalibrate and re-energize. Where I used to be able to run all the time, I can't do it because I'd run until I hit the wall, and then it would take me a lot of time to kind of come back again. We don't have that luxury right now. There's too much to do.
So you mean that you do a lot of things and then you don't do anything for a bit?
No. I don't have that luxury either. What I work all the time. I work every weekend. I'm working all the time. I know that. And whenever my son says, oh, she only works 4 hours a day, he knows wherever we are when he does that, I want to kill him. I almost threw him off a 20-story balcony the other day.
He's taller than you. Be careful, huh?
Right.
When you first said recalibrate, I was thinking how sometimes I feel like things I couldn't handle a while back, I can handle a lot of things now.
Absolutely.
So I might say, oh, I'm tired, I'm not getting it done. But on the other hand, I go, wow, did I do all that today? It's amazing.
Okay. Well, the recalibration really has to do with becoming multidimensional.
Mm.
And everybody is going to become multidimensional at the rate that they can handle. For some people, it's coming in and it's very frightening for them because they're having odd experiences, very odd experiences. We talked about one last week. For others, in that multidimensionality, it's being able to integrate being multidimensional and being physical and finding out where to put your energy. You know, we still have a lot of people who are out working for a living,
mm-hmm.
wanting to launch into something else, and they're listening tonight, into something for them that would be more, making what they perceive as a bigger difference. And, you know, I'm going to bring the team in and let them talk here real quick because I know they want to work with everybody. The timing is right, and it doesn't matter how small you start, as long as you start putting energy towards it. And really what I want to say is if you put the energy towards it, it's going to start manifesting, if it's in line with your destiny. I really know that. Anyway, let me go into channel real quick here. I'm kind of gets away from me. Right. Oh, we are so happy to be. What a great subject. Unfortunately, the channel didn't leave us a lot of time. But that's okay. We're going to work with everybody in the dream state. If you're willing. Yes. It's time, people.
We can't hear you as well right now.
Oh, do you want us on speaker? All right. Hold on. Is that better?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that better?
Yes, much better.
All right, good.
Thank you.
All right. As we're looking at all of you right now, you have so many beings around you, all of you, who are very excited to be of assistance, to help you step forward now. Regardless of what it is you want to do, that doesn't mean that you have to go do. We're not saying to you, well, you must go out and do. No. But what is your heart's desire? What is pulling you? What is drawing you? What is calling your attention? That's what we're talking about. Some of you are having really amazing dreams right now. Oh, I had this and I saw that, and oh, I would love to be doing this or that. For some of you, it's writing. We have two people right now who are working on a children's book. There are people that we've worked with for a very long time, and one's the illustrator and one's writing the book, and it's beautiful. but they felt the calling. Some of you, all right, have played around with doing energy work. Some of you are going to be more mainstream, and that's all right. We want you to understand your vibration and frequency is aligning where you can have the greatest impact and stay within your comfort zone of being able to spread knowledge and information, activation that's most appropriate. Now, that's wonderful. It doesn't make anybody more or less or whatever. Of course not. For some of you, you may want to do something very esoteric, and then over here, oh, something very playful. All right? And that's fine as well. Some people may want to make jewelry over here, but you may be a major energy worker or channel or whatever over here. Great. Your works of art, whether it's jewelry or painting or writing or whatever, can be imbued, and over here you channel or whatever you're doing. Doing interesting energy. We have people that have interesting things coming through them right now. And it's a little scary. Now, this old issue about the responsibility that comes with it, oh my God, what if I... No. Again, the negative ego. And the old programs. Fear of your own power. God, if I really step forward, I have to step out of my comfort zone. Yes, you do. Into a magnificently receptive world of your own creation. You see, I love the conversation you guys were having tonight. Wonderful. Wonderful. About your experiences with people right now. Why, Veronica, do you think you're experiencing all the places you go being so loving and receptive?
It's a good feeling, isn't it? It's a feeling inside.
Because you are. You see? You're in that energy. And therefore, you're aligning with that aspect of those people that are in the same frequency. That aspect, please remember, your reality creation spins out of your mind before your eyes. You have to remember you're still functioning in an illusion. We don't like to take away the fun of believing it's all real, but it's silly putty. It's much easier for many of you to blame reality for where you are, but the truth is, you are the creator, like it or not. And you have the ability to create it the way you desire, the way you believe. Using your basic tools. Using the words, the world is a friendly place, can bring wonderful things. Using the words, the world is a scary place. And we promise you, where you go with this is going to show up very quickly now. It's almost going to be frightening for all of you. How quickly things can change when your beliefs, your attitudes, choices, decisions, thoughts, feelings, and expectations change. When you go into a gray mood and nothing seems to work. Now, before, it used to take a while. Now, you can take a magnificent day and turn it into a crummy day in a moment. Or a magnificent moment and turn it into a less than desirable moment. All right. That's how powerful you are. Now, you've all been afraid of this power because, again, that means you have to be responsible for the world you create around you. How loving are you? How much do you expect to be loved? How much do you love? How angry are you? How much victim? How much entitlement? Clean up your tools, people. Clean up your energy. When you walk out the door with the intention of having positive impact everywhere you go, you're going to be amazed at what you see. Veronica, you do this innately. You see?
Oh, thank you.
You do it innately. Because you have a philosophy that you like to have fun.
Yes, I do.
All right, and that philosophy attracts that experience. This is our whole point. All right? And it's a wonderful one. We thank you for bringing that up today. Or in your case, nine.
It seems more prevalent all over the planet, is it? I mean, is it just, I know it's an illusion, but a part of me goes, isn't it bigger than it used to be? Isn't there more of that?
Isn't what bigger?
That feeling of the deeper love, the intrinsic quality of love, the respect of humanity for humanity and life.
Look at what's going on. People are finding their courage.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. This was our whole point about tonight's show. Not willing to stay where they are anymore. Taking their power. Willing to risk. Now, don't you think that the joy of what's happening in these places in the Middle East is moving all over the planet?
Of course, I think it's inciting in many individuals that recognition of that possibility.
Exactly. And to be able to look at them and say, gee, if they're willing to do that, I could do this.
Mm-hmm.
Again, stay with the bigger picture, people. And when the negative ego comes in and tries to trip you up, who do you think you are? You're too much. You might hurt somebody with all that energy, or you're not enough.
Or what if?
Oh, all the what ifs, of course. But the what ifs stop with you. They're not out there. Out there is a reflection of what's going on with you. Period. We promise you. Now, how are we on time, Veronica?
We've got about 5 minutes.
Okay, very good. We and your guide. All right. Would like to work with all of you that are willing tonight on possibilities and probabilities. What's possible? What's in alignment? All right. With my destiny. Now, all of you came in to do things. You know that. You wrote in between the lines that created all the dramas and so on. And we want you, over this next week, to really think about who you are. What am I about? What's my impact on people? Now, if you're grumpy for crying out loud, why you don't want to be out there trying to do public speaking, doesn't match. So you're going to look at different ways. Maybe you want to write. or create some form of art. Work with animals or the earth, or we prefer you wouldn't be grumpy with them either. But they may bring you joy. And you may find it safe to love and assist them. Start really looking at, who am I? What makes me feel in touch with my soul? In touch with my soul, what touches me? And you'll know because you'll feel it in the sternum. You refer to it as the heart, but it'll be right there, the core. This touches my heart. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And there are many varieties and variables of how to do whatever those energies are. Well, I just want to assist people. I want to help people. All right. How healed are you? Are you trying to heal them because you're unhealed? You trying to do for them, give to them because nobody's doing for you? Don't want to do that. You want to flow. I'm in touch with this flow, this energy, and I want to bring it through. It's showing up in my life everywhere. Joy, wonder, beauty, whatever it may be. Love. We've been talking about love, being willing to be loved. And people that are doing that, really paying attention to that, are having magnificent changes in their lives. You call us in tonight if you desire, and your guides and us will work with you. Perhaps showing you some possible reality. And over this next week, pay attention to the whispers. People coming up out of the blue saying, you know, you really should. This is not coincidence. It's real. Veronica, talk about your shows.
Well, I have Patricia Corey coming on Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night. Patricia Corey works also with extraterrestrials and all kinds of multidimensional stuff, but she's supposed to be in Egypt right now, and I haven't heard back from her if she's made it back, but I think it's going to be a pretty interesting show.
Wonderful.
She has a lot to say about that. And then Thursday night at 7 o'clock will be Radiance by Design, and we're basically just talking about moving into more love, more getting in touch with where we are and that within ourselves. So I think that'll be good.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Remember the love, people. Be willing to be loved. The more you're willing to be loved, the more change you're going to see in your life. The more assistance, the more wonderful feedback, the more validation and appreciation. Be willing to be loved. Heal your anger. Heal wherever you're feeling either afraid of your power or not enough. Veronica, time.
We have about one more minute.
All right. We love you all very much. It's always a joy for us to be with you. Each and every one of you. And we do know who you are. We send to all of you, including you, Veronica and Robert, we know he's there, our total, complete, unconditional love, our support, our encouragement, our laughter. Remember to laugh at yourselves, people. See the foibles, have fun with it. And have faith in yourselves now. faith that you can move forward. Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. Namaste, dear ones.
Namaste.
On air?
We still are.
Okay. Oh. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We love you all. Remember that a piece of each and every one of you is in Veronica and I, and a piece of us is in you. We are all one, and we are all united. And, Veronica, we are all community.
We sure are.
Love you. Have fun. Have fun, and when the energy's hit and you need to take a break, take a break. Right? If there are times when you can't see, you can't remember, it's not Alzheimer's, it's recalibration.
Good thing to remember. Thank you for that.
Okay, we love you. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Jackie. Good night, everyone.